Raf Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne.
That Chadstone outbreak now is at 24 cases. At the centre of it is the Butcher Club shop at the Chadstone Shopping Centre. Peter Robinson's co-director there. He says it was pretty scary at first.
Everybody's fine now. When we were first contacted, it was a worry because one of our staff members, the manager, had been taken to hospital in an ambulance. He'd collapsed on the Monday night, so that was distressing
at home.
You know, clearly for everybody at home. So he's fine. He's back at home, and the staff that are infected, they're all at home and doing well.
How's it been dealing with the health department?
They've been amazing. Credit where credit's due. WorkSafe have been fantastic, and as I said, yeah, DHHS have been amazing. They've been very, very helpful.
Can you give me an example, Peter, when you say they've been very helpful? What do you mean?
So there's a process, clearly, and look, we've got a number of stores. So we've had, really great process in place for a number of months. So, you know, when we were first made aware by our staff members, we threw into action our plan. DHHS contacted us the following day, and we sort of pretty well had all of our ducks lined up. But so the process, of course, is that, you know, all of the staff, of course, go and get tested, isolate, deep cleans undertaken in the store, and the contract tracing and that sort of stuff's done. So DHHS attend the site once we reopen, and basically, you know, have a look at our operation and how we're going about it. And
so they would be checking if your COVID-safe plan is a good plan.
It is, yeah. Right. And again, you know, they're by all accounts are very, very happy with everything that we had in place. You know, but they also go one step further and make some great suggestions also of, you know, some other things that we may be able to do to just, you know, improve things slightly. So
did they want you to get a second clean? Is that right?
So what had happened is the company that that we employed, recommended by Vicinity Shopping Centres, came in and undertook a deep clean. DHHS attended the next day and had a look, and they basically weren't happy with the level that they'd undertaken. So what I mean
by
that
is... So can I ask, Peter, what does that mean? How could they tell how much the place had been cleaned?
So what had happened is on one surface, one stainless surface, I think there was a small amount of sticky tape. On another surface, there was a small amount of blue tack. So what that indicated to them is that under that process, you know, hot soapy water being the first step of that clean, had they have sort of gone over those surfaces properly, perhaps, you know, those two items wouldn't have been there.
Right. Okay. Did you get any good insight into how that works and how they determine who a close contact is? What did you learn?
I think the close contact, obviously, are our staff. So, and interestingly, we've got 9 staff members there. The cleaners are a tenth. They're contract cleaners. They're not actually a staff member of ours. So that's where it started. So I believe the close contact would be our staff members and their immediate families.
Right. Do you know how the virus spread? I'm assuming the cleaner was at work while your staff were there at the same time. Is that what happened?
Yeah, so they attend at the back end of the day, so, you know, whilst we're still open, so the last couple of hours, and they underclean, you know, they start the cleaning from that period of time, exactly.
So there was physical interaction there?
Yes, there is, yeah.
Right,
yep.
Right. And do you know that person? Are they staff?
The cleaners, no, they're not. They're not staff. No, they have been cleaning contract with us for 6 or 8 months, I believe.
Oh, so it's a company, and they just send the person in.
It's one family, basically. So I think they're just like sole traders.
Because it's not clear to me that this cleaner was told she should have stayed at home. Is that clear to you?
What happened? They attended on the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the particular week, and we got a phone call on the Thursday to say that the police had attended their residence and told them that they should be all self-isolating. So
the entire household should be isolating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so whether they knew, you know, in the handful of days before that, I don't know. But generally, I guess the police or the army attend your premises once you have a positive case to make sure that you're isolating. So,
and did you think it was going to happen to you, Peter? We've heard so much about abattoirs, I guess. Did you I don't know. You've got a number of stores. Did you sort of think it would be inevitable that it would pop up? What did you think before this happened?
I mean, certainly early days. Yeah, we were paranoid, and you know, look, we've been given the luxury of time, I guess. And what happens, you know, or particularly in our business, is that we've been able to, you know, just keep, you know, adding to the level of, you know, of safety for all of our staff. So, you know, at this late stage, no, I think we, you know, I thought we were going to be okay. And, you know, by all accounts, you know, as I said, we've got 20 plus stores. We've got somewhere between 150 and 200 staff. And I've got to tell you, you know, they should be applauded. You know, if anything, they've done an absolutely incredible job looking after each other. Yeah, it's, you know, as I said, we've been very, very fortunate. All of our guys have done the right thing. And, you know, as I said, it's certainly just one of those unfortunate situations.